Sam's Gorillas on Audio Boom. Hello, welcome to the Prick Up Your Ears podcast.
A group of rare warty piglets and their mother have been eaten alive by their father at Bristol Zoo. A golden-headed lion tamarin monkey fell into the lake surrounding its enclosure before it got stuck in a drainage valve and then got eaten by American otters.
Wow.
That was a bonus animal death.
As in to say, I have gained something from this animal death.
Here is an extra animal death. You're welcome.
And now the shopping forecast issued by Offshop. Asda, Sainsbury's and Morrison's. These stores are holding Chinese food cookery lessons. The School of Wok opens tomorrow.
You're listening to the In The Dark podcast, the podcast that documents the rise to fame of three idiots who try to get onto the radio and avoid the doll queue.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
I remember my father saying, "You better play that instrument right, boy, or I hit you." And he did. I used to match the rhythm of my drums to the rhythm of his fists.
For more, check out soundgorillas.co.uk.
Previously on Code Red.
A vote for me is a vote against crime. If you want to stay free, stay safe.
Ah! It's a giant grasshopper!
Who do you work for?
The big DC. He told me to bring the lorries here and release them huge box.
What sort of idiot makes perfectly good prawns in the middle of a room?
Red, it's a trap!
Well, if it isn't Code Red and Crucifix Amber.
I knew Hugh killed that spider. This is his revenge!
Ah! How did you get free?
Red! The lightning's killing the box!
What about the mayor?
He was a bent crook. Good riddance.
Southside Arden City, the part of town where the only light at night time is the pink and blue neon glow from the strip clubs. The town centre, littered with fast food packaging, homeless people begging for change, and prostitutes. But down one alley, lit by a car known as the Doom Buggy, a fight is taking place.
20 points if you punch a tooth out!
A tooth? How about a mouthful of teeth?
Are you kidding? I punched a man once and his eyes fell out and dangled from his face!
Well, I hit a man so hard that his knackers came out of his mouth.
That is balls. I can fight so much better than you. Your KO time is ridiculous.
KO time? What?
Look, see those three? Out. 30 seconds, so that's about one every 10 seconds? I can knock a man out in 10 seconds using a hair clip and Vaseline. Tom Jones over there? You've not been playing with him for 2 minutes and he's not even scratched!
Have you ever thought about their families?
When has a henchman ever had a dignified funeral? What would they even say at it? He was a really nice person who loved nature and had a lovable character. No, it was a horrible person who decapitated kittens and ate children for breakfast. Nobody has ever made an honest day's work being a henchman or a gang member.
CA, look out behind you!
Yeah!
Where the hell did you learn that?
Gordon Ramsay, come on you sissies, fight me!
Look, CA, I think it's time to go. They won't be robbing any more strip clubs for a while. Good. So what do you want to do now?
Nando's?
After fighting gangsters down an alley, Code Red is driving Crucifix Amber across the streets of Arden.
Welcome to Indigo Fuse. Please enter your password.
Hang on a minute. Did the sat-nav just talk?
She can only speak for us. It's the perks of being the boss, or the bosses. In fact, she does more than just talk. She's alive.
Hello, Mr. Storm.
What, you're a person?
I'm a bit more advanced than that.
Oh, do I have one of these? Oh, I want one of these. It's so cool.
I'm not an it. My name is Cynthia.
Cynthia? What's that? Why Cynthia?
Because it sounds like a, you know, computery name.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. We can't go to Nando's, by the way. It's like 3 a.m. I've got chicken at home, though, so I'll go home and, you know, cook it. What are you having for dinner, CA?
Oh, shut up!
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I hear a cry of, I can't cook?
Look, cooking's not my thing, okay? I could if I wanted to. Anyway, I'm the one who has to do all the fighting in this duo. Oh, crap. I'm better at driving, too.
You're so competitive. Why do you always have to prove that you're the best at everything?
Why did you have to mention that I can't cook in front of Cynthia?
I already knew. I have your details from your account. Also, I don't eat food.
Yep. She eats megabytes.
No.
Gigabytes. If you don't like my driving anyway, you can get your own bloody car.
I built your car. If it wasn't for me, it would still be a rusty, horrible Citroen.
Ah! It was my granddad's. He left it to me in his will when he died.
Well, it should have been cremated with him.
Right, that's it. Tomorrow, you're getting your own car. It was fine before you put that thingamajiggy, go faster, engine, 49, Hermitron, injecty, turbo stuff. I'm fed up of you messing with mine and borrowing it all the time.
I don't borrow it all the time.
Yes, you do. Like the other day when you parked it right outside the entrance of Nando's. I got a ticket for that, you know. It's supposed to be a secret thing. You wouldn't see the man with the bats park his car outside McDonald's or Burger King or KFC.
Oh my God, it's always the man with the bats.
Look, he's got a tried and tested formula with pointy ears. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Right. I am off to bed.
Can I borrow the car?
At the Arden Correctional Facility, a guard is reading one of Arden's best-selling trashy magazines, My Story. The front page shows a woman holding a prairie dog. The headline reads, "Prairie Dog Delivered My Baby."
These things have such crazy stories in. What do you think, Terry? Terry?
Stay exactly where you are.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. You are going to give me the keys to Cell 71.
You're Dan Carson?
Some would say that. I'd say they were living in the past. Now, I'll ask again. The key to Cell 71, please.
I can't just give you a cell key, sir.
I have had enough of being nice. Give me the key now!
Ah!
You didn't want to do that. Mr.
Benson?
Mr. Benson, I really don't like prison guards. I think they're the scum of the earth. And you know what, Benson? Even if all the guards were locked away for as long as it took for their skin to rot and their bones to crumble into dust, it would still not be enough to induce one iota of sympathy from me whatsoever. At least I will not have to deal with you ever again. Right. Now, the keys. There, Cell 71. Thanks, guys. But don't just lay there, bleeding all over the floor. Answer me! Absolutely useless.
Is it?
Delivery for Mr. Knuckles.
Carson, what are you doing here? I thought you were dead.
Well, guess what, Jimmy? I'm not. Put it there, pal.
I thought you fell into that acid.
I messed up. I put the wrong thing in that chemical. It turns out to have done me some good.
What the hell is that?
I seem to have mutated. Those are extra legs. Legs for squeezing Code Red to death with. Now, I've decided to get the lads together. They're all getting too old for this.
You're crazy. You break into a prison.
Kill some guards.
And then act like nothing's changed. I don't want to be involved. Get off me! What the hell is wrong with you?
I did not ask you to come. I'm telling you. You are coming with me, you ungrateful prick.
You are supposed to be my friend.
Venom Black doesn't have any friends. Doesn't need any friends. And if I did have any friends, I wouldn't pick you.
Venom Black? No, you're the big DC.
The big DC died the day I fell into the chemicals. That was the day the Messiah was born again, along with myself. We are one. I am Venom Black, and the Messiah wants his revenge. So, you have two choices. You come with me and live, or I leave your dead carcass on the floor, bleeding from your eye sockets.
What? No. Hello?
Where have you been? I've been calling for the last hour.
What? Steph, this is how people, you know, recover, sleep. You should try it.
I've been up all night looking at cars. It's 8:23 now. Look, something's happened.
What?
You're not gonna believe it.
Oh, why are you excited?
Jimmy Knuckles has escaped from prison. And guess who was there?
Wait, not...
Yeah?
Sonic.
No, Dave. Jimmy Knuckles?
Ah, Jimmy, okay, Steph, gonna be totally honest with you. Oh, I can't remember him.
He's the guy who was helping the old mare.
Oh, the guy in the arm break thing.
Yes, anyway, he escaped from prison last night, and the big DC was seen outside the prison getting out of a green Bentley.
Wait, hang on. That doesn't make any sense, Steph. He fell into steaming hot acid waste.
Well, I looked back on the CCTV, and after the police wound everything up, it turns out he climbed out of the acid. I took a sample off your jacket and examined it, and by the looks of it, it wasn't acid at all. He got his chemicals all wrong.
What was it, then?
Well, Cynthia's going through the samples. She'll be finished with them when you get here.
Okay. I'm coming in.
Bring Pringles.
Pringles!
Oh, yay, thank you.
We really need to get a lab or something. It's too risky doing it at work.
I'll have a think.
So, what's going on?
Okay, so we're looking into the stuff that the big DC fell into. What are the results?
I took some samples from your jacket and from the insects at the lab. The bugs were mutated from a chemical called hydromechamine. It's a mutation agent made by Bernie Carson, the big DC's dad when he worked for Crane Enterprises. It wasn't acid at all.
So, if it's a mutation agent, what will that do to the human body?
Probably nothing. Maybe a strange hair growth, nothing major.
Right, but unless he has some sort of foreign chemical inside of him, then there isn't going to be a mutation.
Hang on, the guy was full of foreign chemicals.
What? How?
1992?
Please. Don't mention 1992. I just want to forget it even happened.
No, I mean, I came across the same spider.
Oh my god. Cynthia, what would happen if a human ate a Plintonian spider?
That's a tricky one. There is a 40% chance it would just go through the digestive system, 30% chance of it making them ill, 26% chance they'll die, 4% chance that, as its nature as a parasite, it would act as a controlling parasite to his brain.
Oh, I didn't think of that. That's why he's crazy.
What? Like a spider head?
What would happen if that human fell into steaming hot mutation waste?
The reaction will have started a progressive mutation between the human and the spider.
Oh, that's not fair. I get bitten by a radioactive spider and nearly die. He eats the thing, falls in mutation stuff, and gets some more arms. How is that even fair? Do you know what I could do with 8 arms?
Play Mario Kart on 4 player by yourself?
That wasn't a real question.
So, where is he?
I have Cynthia looking out on Fuse to see if there's anything suspicious going on. But it looks like that fight last night had something to do with it. I think the gangs are back up and running.
At the grimy abandoned nuclear plant, Venom Black has gathered his gang together to plot his revenge on the city.
Ladies and gentlemen of the 247s, welcome back to freedom! And welcome to our new hideout. I know it needs paint, but to be honest, buying Magnolia is not the highest thing on my to-do list right now. Unfortunately, a lot of you are not here, thanks to those caped cretins, Code Red and Crucifix Amber. But don't fear, because I have a plan to get rid of Code Red and to take over Arden City! In a few moments' time, you will all receive an envelope containing your task for today. I expect you to act quickly. And when your task is completed, you are required to return to base. You will be rewarded with a gracious bounty. And should you capture Code Red, there will be bounty aplenty!
Whoa!
kill her! I want her giblets in a jar! But bring me Code Red. I want to deal with him myself!
Belinda, hand these out, will you?
Not now, darling. We'll talk about it later, Snorkums, in our private place. You can go.
Knuckles!
You want me to kill...
the mayor, Thomas Alexander, and Detective Miller.
No, I don't kill anymore. I promised Mama Knuckles that I wouldn't.
This makes me angry, Jimmy.
I joined the 247s because I was skint. I'm not a murderer.
I tell you what to do, and I want you to kill. Do you understand, Knuckles?
You're crazy.
No, Jimmy, you are the crazy one. Because if you refuse, there will be an envelope with your name on it. Do you understand now?
Yes, Venom Black, I understand.
Yes, it's Crucifix Amber. Yeah, with an A. Yeah, it's called the Amberbeal? No, Amberbeal, like Batmobile, but not Bat. Yes, I've seen the Tumblr. No, it's not one of those. It's an Escort XR 3i convertible.
What?
Shh, I'm sorting out my insurance. Black with orange rims and orange body kit. Yeah, custom weapons. Yeah. Did you see last week's Top Gear?
Mrs. Storm, I found something.
Yeah, that one.
What is it?
I've looked on the Gazette's website and matched it with a story on Fuse, the green Bentley in the CCTV of the prison break, and this image from the Gazette of the same car parked outside the old nuclear plant. There's been a picture uploaded from a traffic warden about how badly parked it is, and it's right outside Mayor Alexander's office.
Right. Thanks, Cynthia. Prepare the red slide.
Yep.
I'm on my way.
And then you've got...
Steph!
Hang on a sec. What now?
Cynthia's found a connection. Are you coming?
I'll catch up.
Red slide ready, Mr. Storm.
What is that ringing? Hello?
Mr. Storm, it's Cynthia. Steph is still on the phone, but I've been programmed to monitor you.
Oh, this is new. When did I get a phone?
It's a special one. Steph implanted it into your mask lenses.
Oh, that is so cool.
So, something's up. There's no security outside the office. I'm going in. Get CA here immediately.
Okay, Mr. Storm.
Right, there's nobody on reception either. I think I'm going to try in the mayor's office.
I have the CCTV feed. Some vans have just pulled up. I think you should hide. About 6 men are entering the building.
Damn it, it's a trap. I'll wait in the lift until it blows over.
Oh, look, it's the caped cretin himself.
Where's the mayor?
He's been called away on other business.
And you're coming with us.
I think you'll find that I'm not. Get back or I'll electro whip you. Get back! Get off me!
The boss wants to see you.
Who's your boss?
You'll see soon enough.
Oh, wait.
Put him in the back of his car and take him to base.
Steph, Mr. Storm is out of contact.
Okay, thank you. Bye. What's that?
Mrs. Storm has been ambushed.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have let him go alone. This always happens. Where was he last?
When I lost contact, he was apprehended by 9 henchmen at the town hall. He's in the back of their doom buggy and they've taken it to their base. The green Bentley belongs to the 247s. It was spotted outside the nuclear plant this morning.
Okay, where's the mayor?
His status says... Okay, 20 minutes ago, he was just arriving at the Arden Gentlemen's Golf Club. Dave's big enough to look after himself.
At the nuclear plant, Code Red is pulled out from the boot of his car by the gang members, with his hands tied up behind his back.
Let me go! You'll pay for this when I get my hands loose.
Oh, we won't let your hands loose then.
Code Red! I'd like to say it's nice to see you again. But if that was the case, you'd be in a coffin. And I'd be high on cocaine. That would be nice.
Shut up, you mutated freak. What's your next trick? Giant food monsters?
Ah! You're scared. I can see it in your eyes.
That's not fear, you see. I have sleep in my eyes because of your stupid trick last night. I figured it out, staging a robbery at a strip club so your prison break went uninterrupted.
Aw, give the man some respect, you idiots. Let him get the sleep out of his eye.
I don't think...
Never question my orders!
But...
Shut up! Let his hands go.
Thank you. Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! This will make no difference to your fate.
Wanna bet?
Oh, is this a new toy?
It's called the Red Gun, and it can shoot your face off from a mile away.
Somebody get him! You get him! Don't you see? I don't care about how many of my men you shoot or injure. I want you!
Well, it looks like if you want me, you'll have to come and get me.
Code Red, you were the death of my planet, the death of my race, the death of my family. But now, I will be the death of you! Wasn't expecting that, were you?
Get your mutant arms off
me. The best thing about having extra arms is that I can do more than one thing at the same time.
You mean like eating quavers and playing with yourself in multiple places?
No! Squeezing... I mean, punching you. Squeezing your neck. Alone. I mean...
I know exactly what you mean.
No! Look, you caped idiot. The best thing about being a spider is making web.
Oh, you mean like that one? That's very artistic.
Yes, you have a giggle, Code Red, for I shall have the last laugh. Just like the spider who catches the fly, I am going to suck the life out of you, Code Red. The Messiah will be avenged!
Mayor Alexander!
Oh, are you allowed in here?
It doesn't matter. I think your life's in danger. A gang was just at your office.
Really? I was supposed to be meeting a man here to talk about crime statistics.
No, I think he was here to kill you.
Crikey.
We need to get you out of here.
Not so fast.
Oh, crap.
There's a price on your giblets in this town.
My giblets?
I just didn't think it'd be this easy.
Wait, so now you're going to shoot me in the back of my head? The coward's way?
Pretty much.
Oh, no!
You can open your eyes now.
What? Am I... Jimmy Knuckles?
No, I'm Jimmy. You're Crucifix Amber.
Yeah. What just happened?
That guy was sent to kill you. And I was sent to kill the mayor.
You are not killing him!
No, it's okay. I don't do killing. That's not how I roll.
Sorry, did you just say, that's not how you roll? You just killed a man. With a gun. In the head.
Sorry, am I missing something here?
If you're not here to kill us, then what did you come here for?
To get the mayor out of here before someone else does my job. And my name's on their to-do list. You better get in touch with your friend.
Wait. Where are you going?
I'm leaving town. I don't want to be involved with this crime stuff anymore.
Where will you go?
Wherever the next bus from Arden Central takes me.
But you must have a plan.
Plans are for idiots.
Miss Amber, why are you not arresting this man? He belongs in prison.
Mayor, this man saved our lives. He was in prison because of his loyalty to the former mayor.
He broke out of prison. This man's a convict.
Okay, calm down. Hey, Mayor, look at this. It's called a hexagon. It's called that because it has six different weapons packaged in this one simple gun structure.
Why are you telling me this now?
Because this one has a setting called Hypnotize.
Whoa.
Is that legal?
It doesn't matter, he won't remember. There, this man is not Jimmy Knuckles. He's from,
Space!
You can't say that!
I just did!
This can seriously mess up his brain! Just get out of here!
Bye, bye.
Yes, bye-bye!
Bye then!
Hey!
What?
Thanks. Right. Set back to normal. Freeze, slow motion, you know, the standard superhero stuff.
Where's the man from space?
He went back.
To space?
Yes. What's up?
CA, this is Detective Miller from Arden Constabulary. Are you free to talk?
I'm a bit busy at the moment.
I'll be quick. We've had reports from Arden General Hospital and the Arden Blood Bank. They've all been robbed. We've caught the robbers and apparently they are working under the man formerly known as Big DC.
Wait, formerly?
They call him Venom Black. The robbers say that he drinks human blood. We've also had a message from Venom Black himself. He's got code red wrapped up in a web.
Okay, I'll get over there ASAP.
Where are they?
The abandoned nuclear plant.
High up in the nuclear plant, Code Red has been tied up again and is now facing a new problem.
Where's my blood? I'm hungry! Code Red, you seem to be in a sticky situation. I take it you've never been in a spider's web before.
You won't get away with this.
I'll be the judge of that.
Let me go.
No! You are my dinner.
Why is this web so tight?
So you can't electro-whip yourself out of my web of doom.
I can't even make a call.
There's a man following your precious sidekick as we speak. He needs to connect her giblets and dump her body at the bottom of Arden Cliffs with your dead parents. Gah! Stop it! That won't do you any good.
It's so strong!
Who do you think you are? Trying to flood me out? This is one spider that won't go down the water spout that easily.
I am Code Red, and I fight for truth, justice, and protection. And if it's the last thing I ever do, I will protect this city from scumbags like you.
You are all talk, and I've had enough of it.
What are you doing?
It's dinner time.
Get your greasy, slimy tongue out of my face.
The Messiah is ready for his revenge. What's that sound? You lot, go find out.
CA!
No!
Sticky situation.
Yeah, he's already made that joke. Just come and get me out of here.
Venom Black, let him go.
No, the Messiah will be avenged.
Get this thing out of my face. His breath smells like mushrooms and farts. CA, what is that in your hand?
It's my loader. I can put chemicals in it.
Well, don't just stand there. Shoot your load.
Loader.
He's on the floor. Now get me out.
Don't just stand there. Kill her.
It's the police.
Halt your bodily movements.
Is that CA?
Hey, CA.
Ewick, not name.
Freeze, dirtbag.
CA, I think he's mutating a lot faster now.
The Messiah will be avenged.
He's getting bigger.
I can't do anything. Get me out of this web. Yes, just one more. I can electro-whip myself over there.
I just need to...
You will never win.
Ah! What a dick.
The time is now, Code Red.
CA, You ready?
Let's go!
Red and CA lay into Venom Black, flying punches to his head and body.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm going to try and electro-rope his legs together.
Oh, right in the eye. 9 left.
This is so hard.
Red, do you have your focus gloves on?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got a plan. I want you to boost your storm power up, aim at a Venom Black, and when I say so, you give him the biggest bug zap you can. I'm going to get on top and blitz him with everything in my chemical belt. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, now!
Right, okay, now we...
I landed on the doom buggy!
It's just a car.
I need that!
Don't, just stand there, do something! I need to get on top and shove this in one of his holes!
Now is not the time for sexy, eh?
Right! How are you not... Right, that's it! We need to wear him down and I've got just the weapon!
Well, quick then, because I'm getting tired! Yeah! What are you going to do?
I'm going to give it a great big spider orgasm!
Well, that is... What? Wait, what? What? CA, how?
Octagon.
Octagon activated.
Setting 6.
Setting 6. Orgasm ray.
Lock target on the big spider thing.
Target locked.
Venom Black's misshapen body bubbles at the skin, growing larger. He claws at the floor around him to move his heavy body.
CCA? He's getting bigger!
Okay, Red, try it one last time. 5 seconds in, I'll blast him. Keep it for 10 seconds after. Ready?
Yes, do it!
Now!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, shoot your load!
Blast him, Cynthia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cynthia, activate frequency generator in 3, 2, 1, go!
He's gonna blow the roof off this place!
Get in the car!
Pretty cool for an escort.
Brace yourself.
Messiah will be...
Venom Black's body explodes and fills the plant with brown slime.
Now that's what I call orgasmic.
To your right. High five. Yay! Yeah.
Let's get out of this joint before we attract too much attention.
Sorry, a giant spider's just orgasmed all over the city. Can we cause much more attention?
Well, we could... No. Let's go home anyway. I'll pick the car up later.
Nah, I've got a better idea. Nando's.
Code Red, Avenge Me stars Karen Lippitt as Code Red and Zoe Fell as Crucifix Amber, with Ben Perkins and Stephen Walker in Florgo as Venom Black. Laura Ballard, Cynthia. Dan State, Jimmy Knuckles. Jamie Wade, Officer Buick. Tom Newman, Detective Miller. Robin Smith, Mayor Thomas Alexander. Nicole Burnett, Hench Girl. Luke Stagg, Henchman 2. Johnny Robinson, Henchman 3. Dan Ashford, Guard. Code Red was written by Johnny Robinson, and the production assistant was Zoe Fell. It was directed by Richard Grace, edited and produced by Yelma Lelyfeld and Johnny Robinson. Carl Humphreys was the narrator, and the announcer was Fred Hart. Code Red is a Sound Gorillas production. For more action from Arden City, visit soundgorillas.co.uk.
Excuse me, sir, and or madam, I'm not entirely sure to be honest, would you like to buy one of Jimmy Knuckles' patented knuckle dusters? See, because it's like, it cleans your clock, and it's a pun on my name, and fine, slam the door in my face. I thought it was pretty funny. Slag.
SoundGorillas.co.uk.